From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Civilians and rebel fighters are preparing to evacuate from the last opposition-held neighborhood in East Aleppo. They're getting to leave as part of an agreement between rebels and the Syrian government that will return Syria's largest city to government control. A ceasefire deal between the rebels and the Syrian government that was to allow the evacuation of the rebels and civilians from eastern Aleppo effectively collapsed on Wednesday, with the government and the rebels blaming each other for its failure.
It's a deeply tragic situation, and these atrocities have to come to an end. We're working diligently through a variety of diplomatic channels to bring about that end state.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest. Officials from Turkey, Russia, and Iran are planning to meet in Moscow on December 27 to seek a solution to the Syrian civil war. U.S. President-elect Trump is beginning to mend relations with top executives from the biggest U.S. technology companies. On Wednesday, Trump hosted a meeting with them, some of whom backed his opponent in last month's presidential election. This is Trump at the start of the meeting.
I want to add that I'm here to help you folks do well. And you're doing well right now, and I'm very honored by the bounce. They're all talking about the bounce, so right now everybody in this room has to like me at least a little bit.
The bounce he was referring to was the increase in the stock values just following the election last month here in the U.S. The president-elect's office said Trump had an open mind and willingness to listen during the talks with the tech leaders. None of the CEOs spoke to reporters following that meeting. This is VOA News. Continuing sanctions against Russia over Ukraine is among the challenges facing European Union leaders meeting Thursday in Brussels. Leaders of Germany and France this week said they would support extending sanctions over Ukraine. Analysts say, though, the poor momentum for continued action to punish Russia is promoted by U.S. President-elect Trump's stated willingness to work closely with Russia to resolve conflicts and combat terrorism. At least one Wall Street investor says the hike of the federal funds rate in the United States will not accelerate the devaluation of the yuan. U.S. central bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate a quarter of a percentage point. B. Scott Minard, Chairman and Global Chief Investment Officer of Guggenheim Investment.
This will be a positive in two ways. One, Chinese goods will become more competitive in the United States. And two, the rate increase is going to be reflective of continued job growth and economic expansion in America, which will increase demand for goods and will help be a locomotive to pull both China and Europe, along with Japan, into a more prosperous time.
Bank officials said further rate increases will come at a gradual pace. During the recession, the U.S. Federal Reserve slashed the rates nearly to zero to boost economic growth. Yahoo is advising users to change their passwords following a data breach impacting more than a billion Yahoo user accounts. Data security consultant Will Donaldson says internet users can also do some things to protect themselves.
You have different passwords for every account that you have. There should be no throwaway password you use as routine for every account, and a lot of people do, unfortunately.
The hacking incident just made public is separate from an intrusion Yahoo reported in September when the company disclosed around 500 million user accounts were exposed in 2014. The Chinese military has apparently built anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on artificial islands it has in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. China had said construction on the islands would be limited only to defensive needs. A U.S. State Department spokesman told VOA there should be no need for militarization of these man-made features, and the U.S. is going to continue to make the case at every possible turn. And nearly 6% of pregnant American women infected with the Zika virus delivered babies with a birth defect, according to a just-released report by the U.S. Zika Pregnancy Registry. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.